August 19th. And we have the roll call, please.
Mr. Hill.
Present.
Mr. Fickle.
Here.
Mr. Stevens.
Here.
Mr. Campbell.
Here.
Commissioner Rome.
Here. Please join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
As far as changes to the agenda goes, the action item 7B is now advisory item B. It's not requiring commission action. So are there any other additional changes or additions to the agenda?
You see, action item B is what now?
It's going to be advisory item B instead. It's not requiring action. So that's agreeable. Can we get a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Public comment is an opportunity to speak to the commission for 3 minutes regarding any topic. In person, those wishing to speak must fill out a public comment form. Those participating via Zoom may raise their hands during the public comment period. Do we have any public comment? Our first item on the advisory is the notice of a grant award of the East End Mooring Basin boarding dock replacement. Deputy Director Matt McGrath, please take it away.
Thank you. Look at page 3 of your package, commissioners. This is the second component of the grant that we have received from both Oregon State Marine Board and Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife. So the grant award that you see, the notice of award that you see on page 3, this is from U.S. Department of Fish and Wildlife, taken care of by Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife, that is granting the port $234,242 of the total $421,000 of the project to replace the 9 floating docks at the East Mooring Basin. So again, just an advisory, we'll see the grant award coming in the coming weeks, should have it, if not by next commission meeting, the meeting after that, no later. And just as a reminder, on page 15, the total budget that we're looking at is $421,244. And of that, the port is responsible for 93,921 of it. So to get all of those docks replaced for that price is pretty phenomenal. And again, I have to give a shout out to Janine Bellick and Holly Hutchko at Oregon State Marine Board and Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife, respectively, for their help on all this.
You say we were responsible for $97,000?
$93,921.
Project cost is $421,000?
Correct.
Matt, is this just the...
Not the causeway. Yeah, if we could get that road, we'd talk for that much. That'd be good.
The causeway. A
couple more zeros there.
So. Yeah, we added, a couple more zeros.
This is really great news, though. So,
yeah, it's good.
And it's going in November. Is that what you said? Or
right. So this will not come out of this year's budget. So the timing on this is that we're still having the engineering done by OSMB, their engineers. So they've got these things already worked out. So there'll be concrete and aluminum. And so what the plan is to go out to bid for these in the winter of this year. There's about a 5 to 6 month lead time to get them on site. So the plan is to have them on site by September of next year, installed in November of next year when our in-water work window allows.
Are there any other questions?
This is the pier next to the ramp, correct?
Correct.
That's the
ramp. Yes.
Well, that is a advisory item, and that is great news for the fort. Congratulations to those involved in getting that through. Our next item that's advisory is the American Queen Settlement Agreement. It's found on your packet on page 54. Deputy Director.
If you'll recall, commissioners, The company Hornblower Consulting LLC is the one that ran the American Queen, and they went into bankruptcy last year. And so what we had done is worked with Eric Brickenstein at Hagelin Kelly to work on potentially getting a settlement with Hornblower to see if we could recoup some of the $66,000 that was owed to us. We hoped to have what's called a secured claim, but it was a bit tenuous that we would have a secured claim because the person that had reserved the vessel moorage with us was not a legal agent of the company. So because of the tenuousness of the claim, we had approved Eric Brickenstein to go and negotiate with Hornblower to see what he could come up with. And after some back and forth, ended up coming with a claim amount of $20,000 that will be paid to the Port of Astoria within the next couple of weeks. So this is an advisory. This isn't something that the commission can vote on or do anything at this point. It's just an advisory that this money is coming. At least we got something for the bankruptcy.
Did we cover our legal costs?
I'd have to look, but I would say yes, close. It's the most. And as an aside here, this has been a bit of a learning experience for us. So one of the things that we've done since this is, and we've actually been instituting this, is that we have people that are becoming a challenge when it comes to paying on time. We are requiring 125% deposit upfront for estimated mortgage costs. And then when they leave, we give them a refund. So that happened again.
You know, future of that vessel?
I don't. They already sold it. I don't know to whom, but it went for pennies on the dollar from my understanding. So
are there any other questions regarding that issue? Okay, on your action item agenda, there is the first, it's the Oregon State Marine Board Boat Facility Grant Agreement on page 36. Matt?
Again, page 36. So this goes to the discussion we've had with the commission prior. And again, the Oregon State Marine Board component of the grant that we just discussed for the East Mooring Basin that will cover $78,080.50 of that $420,000 that we had mentioned. So what you see on page 36 and then on 37 and following is the agreement that the Port Commission needs to approve so that we can submit to OSMB and get the grant dollars from OSMB and get them coming.
Well, the motion on the table is to approve the boat facility grant agreement between the Oregon State Marine Board and the Port of Astoria for the East Mooring Basin boarding dock replacement project. Is there a motion, or just say so moved if that's
so moved?
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, it's been seconded. there are further questions or discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. The next item is the Pier 2 West emergency repairs change order number one on page 59. Matt.
Thank you. As you know, we've been embarking on Pier 2 West repairs for the last 3.5 weeks, let's call it. Bergeson Construction mobilized out here at the end of July and began repairs on the north end coming south. Started that way not only because it made some sense as far as logistics goes, but the worst repairs and the worst condition are out on the north side of that pier. And it was to the point where the building, the annex building, and a lot of that structure was compromised. So they started out there with those repairs and have been moving south slowly. So they've finished the first section of their repairs, which is call it 100 feet because the barge is 100 feet. So they get those repairs done and then they move as they go. So we're in the second phase of those repairs now. You'll recall the Port Commission had approved $500,000 as a not to exceed price with the repairs. And now we're getting to a point where running out of materials and we need to get some more materials and get those materials coming so that we can continue the repairs to the extent possible that our budget will allow. So after talking with Will and with Melanie, I was determined we could throw another 300K at this to continue those repairs that would get us to roughly bent 295. It's an estimated place where we would be able to continue and finish those repairs. That will get us to a significant portion south as we're moving south towards the dock. To me, this is really best case scenario for us. If you'll remember, the estimate coming in from the engineer was $1.5 million to do those temporary repairs. And to get most of those done, I'd call it 85, 90% of those done with $800,000 is going to be best case scenario for the port. So what I'm looking for tonight is approval from the commission to extend that cost for the project from 500 to 800,000. And then if you had any questions, Greg, obviously with Bergerson Construction is here to field any questions. This is again to get the materials that we need. So a lot of lumber, a lot of cedar, which is not cheap. The fasteners and steel and all those things, and we need to get those things going. So it's all obviously a struggle for us for a number of ways. I mean, we're having to spend a significant amount of money on these temporary repairs, but it's about the worst time in the season to be doing that because it's hake season, it's busy. So we're constantly having to move out of the way. And so, Rob for Bergerson has been very good about working with those guys to make sure that they're accommodating. So we do have to shut down one of DeYang's pumps during the day. We move at night. And so it's been a lot of that jockeying around just to ensure that we're keeping our tenants viable and operable out there. So again, looking for that approval. And if you have any questions.
Since you're here, Greg, would you like to say anything or have any comments?
I think the main thing I would like to say is I'm really pleased with how far we're projecting the money will go. As to Matt's point, we should be looking at 85 to 90% of the repairs that were outlined by the engineer should be close to having all of those done with this increase in budget. I feel like the crew has been really efficient, and we've been to work with the engineer looking at possible alternative materials, because some of the cedar material that comes out of Canada gets hit with tariffs, but I think our supplier has found enough on the ground that really won't be impacted too much by that, and stretching the dollars as far as we can.
Yeah, and then again,
what percentage do you think we got done that right now?
Right now? I'm sorry, I was out of the office most of the last week, so I don't know exactly where we're at right now. But, we're currently probably 40 to 50% of the total number of repairs. But as we go farther to the south, the bulk of the repairs become easier. So that's why I think we're gonna be close to that 85, 90% of all repairs done.
Yeah.
It's also my understanding we're at a point where the port staff under Joe Teddy is being able to be more and more involved and being able to do more and more of the work.
Correct.
So team effort, everyone's.
Right.
Would you elaborate on that a little bit? I didn't understand what he was talking about in these four small. But
what now?
The correspondence we got from Will mentioned something about leasing the equipment from him and doing it with our people. I don't think that's a good idea.
No, we would do it with our own equipment, own people. Yeah. So, and again, as we're moving south, when we get more shoreside, the repairs are not as intense and don't require as, I mean, Again, there are repairs that we can handle, whereas out on the north side, everything's, I mean, there are a great number of repairs per bent. And as you move south, the repairs per bent lessens dramatically. So that's when we start getting towards this end, that's some work that we can do.
I would think that now that we got the rhythm of the whole thing, we'd be further ahead to have Bergerson completed.
I agree. It would be nice to have them completed. We just don't.
Well, they got everything to do.
This isn't a bad thing. This is a good thing. So
the struggle that we have is that we don't have the money. We just don't have the money. 800,000 is all we can put at it right now. So if we had some more money, we might be able to have them do it. We just don't have it.
I think it's a perfect scenario where the work that the port isn't doing or having done, and then the work that we can do, we are doing. So it's a least cost, most benefit scenario. And again, 800,000 is almost half of what the projection was. So this is good news the way I see it.
If you say that the 800,000 will get us to 85%,
no. That's our projection.
And so that's our staff would do the other 10. The...
Correct.
So you're still going to proceed until you get to that point.
Correct.
Yes.
And then any materials we'd have left over, you know, we'd obviously be able to.
Yeah, it's because this is repairs and different scenarios each place we get and lead time of materials. It could be that we end up with some surplus materials at the end, all of which have been billed to the port. So whatever is left over would be the port's property. Okay. And if it's something maintenance group wants to continue with, that ability.
Yeah, and then thanks to Bergerson and Greg as well, because if you look at the rates that they gave us, the equipment rates are discounted significantly. So
knowing that we have to tear all this down when we reach that golden hour and we actually start the permanent repairs, how much of the structure that you're putting in now can be reclaimed and used for future projects?
It always sounds like a nice idea, but with the cost of labor on projects, usually you're spending more than you could recover, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Obviously, if there's something that's easy to set aside, whoever the contractor is for that can set that aside and or can deal with it if that's the desire.
And I wonder also, without you on the spot in a public meeting, does this give us a greater feeling that we can weather this regarding safety?
That's the whole intent of the project, is to keep everything shored up and keep it operable. But some of it depends on making sure the tenants understand there's only zones for their operations. They go outside those zones, repairs have not been made there.
Okay, thank you. We're doing that?
What's that?
We are ensuring the tenants.
Correct.
Strictly obeying those zones?
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so we can still discuss, but the motion would be to move to approve the change order number one for Pier 2 West emergency repairs, increasing the maximum contract value to 800,000. Someone's willing to say, make that motion or say so moved?
So moved.
I'll second it.
A motion and a second. Are there any additional questions or comments? Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Motion is approved. I do believe it's good news, and it's a string of good news that's coming out of this meeting as far as being able to do the most in the most economical way possible. So it's encouraging given the circumstance, which isn't ideal, but.
And thank you guys for not sugarcoating it.
We're trying to do our best.
All right.
Our next item is a T hangar rehabilitation project contract award. That will be in page 61 of your packet. Matt?
Thank you, Commissioner. If you want to turn to page 157, we can go through the bid tabulation. What we have for the three bids that we received for the project, just as a reminder, this is to replace rail system, the guide rail system, and the entirety of A-Row, so the 10 hangars and A-Row. So all of that mild steel that's in the ground that's been acting as guides there that's rusted out and caused the doors to be near inoperable, all that's going to be replaced. So what's going to happen is, you know, going to cut out all that, you're going to do two different pours and then replace all of those rails as is, but with stainless steel. So we ended up getting three different bids for this project. 4K Contractors came in at $243,498.60. JB Steel, $277,379.60. And then Coastline Roof and Construction came in at $426,540. The engineer's estimate on this was $252,195, so 4K Contractors was slightly below that, which was good news for us. So what we have today is a complete project cost. If you look on the very last page of your packet, total cost of the project, $335,698. This is the application that goes in to the FAA, and of that $335,000, $318,913 is covered by the FAA, and the port would effectively pay $16,785 to replace all of the guides on the A-Row hangars. So what we're looking for today is approval from the commission for the port to award the contract to 4K Contractors for $243,498.60.
You would buy me a day a cat to push my doors open and you get that. I'm in bad need. It takes for you guys to get my doors open. So
we're looking at the possibility of doing a couple of one-offs as well, just adding change order to this so that we can address a couple more really bad hangers, B1 being one of them. So
I move we accept the bid as proposed.
Okay, there's been a motion to approve the contract for the T-Hanger Rehabilitation Project to 4K Contractors Incorporated. Is there a second?
Second.
Are there any other additional questions or comments? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion. Contract for the contract award is approved. Our next item is commission comments. Commissioner Campbell, do you have any?
Well, I was stargating today, wondering when they were going to haul that airplane to Tillamook. Huge helicopters are going to fly it down there, if you will. And it didn't happen today. They blamed it onto the weather, which existed down there. I don't know what kind of weather they had today, but looks like it's been a pretty good day. But they've got it proposed for tomorrow afternoon. Sometime tomorrow.
The big plane is
getting that the weather's conducive to it. So that's going to be interesting to see that thing flying below that helicopter. Until you.
Hopefully, our staff gets that on video so we can enjoy that on the. Thank you, Commissioner Campbell. Commissioner Stevens?
I have nothing significant to report.
Commissioner Fickell.
Well, I guess I have two things. We're all looking forward to the big helicopter showing up. But it was really interesting to see people from the community that probably saw the Facebook page and that were aware of it. People out there that you'd never see at the airport with cameras with a long lens just waiting for something to happen. That just shows there's a lot of interest in the airport in the community. And the other thing is I give our colleague Frank Spence a call recently and said hi to him. He's up on the fourth floor of the Clatsop County, Clatsop got a, we did a FaceTime. He showed me his view. He's, he calls it the penthouse. And it seemed to be in good spirits and taking this stage of his life in stride. So I encourage anybody to give him a call and say hi. That's all I have.
Commissioner Hill?
Yes, I just want to say I'm really sorry I missed the regular meeting 2 weeks ago. And I don't foresee that happening again. And I just appreciate what you guys picked up and kind of lost what happened last 2 weeks ago. So anyway, I don't think that'll happen again.
I was also, I was under the weather, wasn't able to make it as well. So
we were a trio last week, last time.
We had a lot of fun when you guys were gone. We did all kinds of dumb things.
That's why the money's gone. But yeah, I think the back to the airport, Commissioner Fickle's comments, the FBO starting to look really good. And as things look good, there's more interest and there's more interest, and it's becoming its own, creating its own weather in a way, and it's becoming more positive for the Port of Astoria and the airport. So that's exciting. We'll go to, Deputy Director McGrath, do you have any comments for the general edification of our...
Sure, real quickly, just to dovetail with what Commissioner Campbell said. So that the big helicopter, the 53, that'll be here tonight, and then they'll be leaving sometime tomorrow. Just don't know. If you've never seen an Osprey, it'd be good to get out and look at it, because that's a pretty impressive piece of machinery. Pier 2 West repairs are going as planned, very, very well. We're doing interviews right now for the boatyard position. So conducted 4 so far and looking at doing a handful more, and then making a decision hopefully within the next couple of weeks. And then the airport industrial park, that development is working well with PBS engineering and the folks at Apex. So we've got a meeting set up on Thursday to go over that. And then we're also awaiting pricing from 2 different firms to handle the engineering, so the civil and the structural side for the first phase of the boatyard development. So we should have those within the next week and a half, and then that will be coming to commission. So lots of things going.
There's also a lot more things too. Anybody have any questions for the deputy director?
Sure.
Commissioner Stevens.
I've lost track of status of dredging in the East Mooring Basin now. I know it was scheduled for last year. We postponed it after an objection from the planner in Astoria.
We still do not have a permit. So waiting for the city to get through their code, the DLCD folks to do the same.
What's your forecast?
I think we have a path forward, but I can't say how soon that's going to be fixed.
Is this going to impact the dredging window?
This year, it's because of everything that's going on with Pier 2 West and with the Central Waterfront dredging. The fate of dredging at the East Basin is kind of undetermined at this point.
Are you getting complaints yet?
I am. Yeah, not.
Thank you.
Grab a shovel.
One question. What's the city have to do with it? That's a dredging permit.
They have.
Well, again, the city has their zones laid out. And because if you look at the maps on what is considered aquatic and what is not, they don't match. So the lines don't match in the maps, and so they have to make sure that all of that is lined out so that when they're granting these permits, there's no confusion.
They have to amend their maps. Yep. Is that correct?
Their goals, yeah, their goals and their maps, correct. It's been a year and a half.
Further on dredging, did we ever find out what Portland was up to requesting dredge spoils dumping here in Clatsop County?
There are not areas that we would be concerned with, but Yeah, don't have a lot of information on that.
We're going to deal with it. Is that coal residue? They wanted to dump it down here in the lower river. Behind the island somewhere up here in realm.
Now that's going to go before the county commission then, I guess. Mm-hmm. You know when?
I don't.
That's all I have, Chuck.
Thank you. Any other? The upcoming meeting dates are the Finance Advisory Committee meet August 27th at 12 p.m. followed by the regular session September 2nd at 4 p.m. And the Airport Advisory Committee September 8th at 4 p.m. And then this meeting, our work session, September 16th at 4 p.m. That the meeting is adjourned. Thank you for your attendance.